Welcome to the fourth edition of the Week of the International Student podcast. Just so that the listener understands what's going on here, we are in like a fantastic theatre building as we speak. There are red chairs. It's a place where royalty comes. It's an amazing building. I've never been here before, and I'm like, whoa, this is some place to be. This is the Koninklijke Instituut voor de Tropen, the Royal Tropical Institute in Amsterdam.
You are listening to Our People Abroad, NAFIC's podcast series in which journalist Mike Cooper interviews the directors and chief representatives of the 10 NESO's, Netherlands Education Support Offices, around the world.
Hi, I'm Mike Cooper, and on behalf of NAFIC, I'm interviewing their people abroad. In this sixth edition of our podcast, I'm speaking to Sander Verkijk, chief representative officer of NESO Mexico in Mexico City. Welcome, Sander.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
You've brought along a little sound bite, I gather, for us to listen to, as is now the traditional opening of Our People Abroad. Perhaps you could play it for us, and then we can talk about it once we've heard it.
I hope you like it.
You studied Russian and Eastern European history and left for a while to Amsterdam and New Delhi, but you were pulled back to St. Petersburg in 2012. What is the attraction of Russia for you personally?
It's a good question, obviously. I've been wondering myself, to be honest, also. But I studied history as a general study, and then I had to choose a specialization.
Right.
And I wanted to study a country.
You're quite interested in history yourself, aren't you? You're actually an academic in art history, is that correct?
Yes, I dedicated myself to do research about 17th century Dutch art and literature. It's quite long.
Yeah, that's a big subject.
Almost two decades.
Two decades. That's great. What brought you to that? What started your inspiration for that journey into Dutch art history?
Oh, well, I really embraced my serendipity, I think.
Ah.
I had great professor in Japan.
For many people, Latin America is still like a blind spot.
Yeah, so a black box.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is kind of bizarre, really, isn't it, considering what a huge area it is and how great the weather is.
How great the weather is, how great the people are.
Yeah, so the culture,
how great
indeed.
The food is.
Food. But we better not go on to that. Let's get back to some more serious business. Very serious business, in fact. We've all heard the news recently that the Dutch government is intending to scale back the NESO's. How has that news affected you personally?
It came as a shock. Yeah, honestly, since I've been there at the birth of this office, it really feels, personally, it feels very, very strong.
But to cut the long story short, since I couldn't make it then,
right.
I started looking for opportunities in Netherlands, in India, and how I can help both the countries, you know, further strengthen education particularly.
Right.
And that's when this opportunity came up and I applied and I got the position of Education Promotion Officer.
Ah, great. So you got your revenge by getting this job on a previous ambition.
I would say it's a destiny. I was meant to be here. I wouldn't put it as a revenge, but I was meant to be here for some reason.
Right, yeah. Nice. So thanks for coming and do come again.
Thanks a lot, Mike. It was an honor to be the guest in the first podcast. Eh?
We love you, Merv. Just call Merv. Sounds great. You have to get up early, though. What time does the sun go up in Bangalore?
Yeah, now that I'm living in Netherlands for some time, it's difficult to keep a track because I feel a little disoriented, but it usually is from 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Right, it's an early rise, but worth it.
Yes.
Sounds fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming in and being our second podcast guest.
And how this literature or the letters, the power of letters.
This is coming from your academic background, isn't it? We can feel your energy
more
with this.
Letters.
Yeah. Excellent.
And then probably, and that it is the east part, there is coastlines.
Coastline.
So go to really smallest fishery town and find really almost nameless fish restaurant. And to have
the nameless fish restaurant. I can
sounds
see
very
it.
Authentic.
It sounds
right?
Brilliant. I want to go there.
And then after that, probably I'll bring them to stay in a traditional house in Andong, which is really special, quiet, even you can't find any supermarket there.
Oh, that it's like a traditional village, is it?
Yes.
So, is there any Wi-Fi?
Oh, we Korea, I have 5G phone.
5G phone? No, it's not true. Yeah, so you still have 5G in your traditional fishing village, which is fantastic. Thanks so much for your conversation, Junyoung. I think we've all enjoyed it. I hope the listener has too. This is the been the fifth edition of our Nefik podcast series, Our People Abroad. I've certainly enjoyed the conversation. I want to go to the nameless fishing village myself, but I don't think I'll make it. Thanks very much for your time, and I'm certainly looking forward to the next edition of our podcast, and I hope you all are too. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mike.